Vermonters lost nearly $8 million to fraud last year. Things like identity theft, imposter scams, or a Craigslist apartment that didn't exist. While data shows more young people are victimized by fraud, older adults lose more money. It's why AARP and other advocates say it's so important seniors learn how to avoid being swindled. Vermont Public's Nina Keck has more.
Pat Simianic is a retired teacher who lives in Bennington. She's 82 and admits she's still ashamed about something that happened last spring.
It is embarrassing because I got an email from a friend and she asked for my help.
But it wasn't her friend. It was a scammer who included just enough information to seem real. They asked for money in a prepaid gift card. Simianic didn't send the money, but admits she got all the way to the post office before a postal clerk warned her of the danger. She can't believe she almost fell for it.
Because I was aware of those kind of scams, why didn't I think of that immediately? But the emotions. I got caught up in the emotions.
Simianic was one of about 30, mostly older Vermonters at a recent scam-busting seminar hosted by AARP in Rutland. Greg Marshaldon directs the senior advocacy group's Vermont chapter.
The way that we're going to get a hold of this crime is by raising people's understanding and education level about how these scams work and what we can do to prevent them.
While everyone is a target, Vermont Attorney General Charity Clark says seniors who are isolated, lonely, or less tech savvy may be more vulnerable, which is why she shared this rule of thumb.
I should call it the red flag formula of this is a scam. Emotions are high, they're trying to get your money, it's urgent, and you don't know who they are.
She says it's why fraud often follows disasters. According to the Consumer Sentinel Network, from 2020 to 2022, bogus charity scams nationwide doubled, and home warranty frauds were up 127%. Here's Marshaldon from AARP.
A lot of this will be, we'll come fix your roof, we'll come fix your driveway, we'll take care of your porch. You give us a $3,000 or $4,000 deposit, we'll be back tomorrow to take care of the work. They take your check, they take your cash, and you never see them again.
So how do you not get scammed? First off, experts say don't pay for work up front and get contractor recommendations from trusted sources. If you're unsure whether a company or charity is legit, check with the Secretary of State's office. A new law in Vermont requires residential contractors who perform construction valued at $10,000 or more to register with the state. Vermont's Consumer Assistance Program, a joint effort between the Attorney General's office and the University of Vermont, is another good resource if you have questions about fraud or want to report it. Because many criminals target seniors online, Elliot Greenblatt, AARP Vermont's Fraud Watch coordinator, has several tips. Number one, be wary of free Wi-Fi in public spaces. For instance, don't take care of online financial business at a Starbucks or in a hotel lobby.
Don't respond to alerts. You get an alert and it says, you need to act now. Don't do it.
If you're unsure about an email, look closely at the details of who's sending it. Watch for misspellings and poor grammar. And don't click on any attachments, even unsubscribe buttons. Blocking unknown callers on your cell phone is also a no-no.
It's like when you get that phone call and they say, press 2 to be taken off our list. Don't press 2. That's just confirming your existence.
To avoid the dreaded grandchild scam, where criminals call and pretend to be a loved one who's in trouble and needs money, families should have a plan and a safe word they can use when someone really is in trouble. This is even more important now that criminals are using artificial intelligence to replicate voices. Crystal Baldwin of Vermont's Consumer Assistance Program says everyone should have a trusted person they can call when something just feels off.
Whether it's an online purchase we're thinking about making or a phone call in the middle of the night, just having that extra person to rely on can make all the difference in stopping scams together.
And Baldwin and others say if you do get duped, don't wait to report it. A wire or electronic funds transfer can be stopped within 72 hours, which means it may be possible to get your money back if you act quickly. Mostly, experts say, listen to your gut. If someone calls you on the phone or emails you with a deal that sounds too good to be true, it probably is. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.